All right, let's be in order, please. This is a continuation of the North Dakota Public Service Commission hearing in Bear Paw Energy LLC, case number PU-10-666. Mr. Morrison.
Judge Wall, at this time we're going to rest. We're not going to offer any more witnesses. We recognize the issues that have been raised by Mr. Miller and Mr. Miller. And we understand those issues. Most of them are matters that are being addressed in other permits, the health department permit for the stormwater discharge, the state engineer's permit for drilling any source wells on the property, and One Oak is, or Bear Paw, is committed to working and complying with those permits. All those permits will be filed with the commission, so you can be assured that the necessary permits with the necessary safeguards will be in place before the operations take place. We do have the witnesses here and other Bear Paw personnel. The commission has questions based upon the testimony of the two Mr. Millers this morning that they want answered. We'd certainly be willing to have the witnesses retestify for those purposes.
Mr. Armstrong, anything further at this time?
I did have one follow-up for Mr. McCarthy.
Mr. McCarthy, will you please be seated, please? Mr. McCarthy, you understand, of course, that your testimony continues under oath and subject to penalties of perjury.
I do.
Mr. Armstrong.
Mr. McCarthy, I was going to ask you about Mr. Rodney Miller's testimony about concern about contamination of the well, and I think you heard him say of if there's an incident at the site and he didn't know what would be going down into your well. Is that all stuff that's addressed in your permitting process with the Department of Health and the other entities?
Yes, sir. Various stages of the construction and continuing into operation are all governed by certain rules and regulation. Many of them have what's called SPCC, spill containment control measure type plans that need to be in place in order to address an incident and how to manage the incident. And as you move from construction to operation, the facility itself will have its own plan that way, which has all the contingencies, best management plans, and appropriate measures to address an incident of that nature.
And then you had some discussion about a well on your site. Does that include it in throughout that permitting process too?
Right. The State Water Commission would cite a source well on the facility and would have to meet those standards of that agency as well.
Okay. That's all the questions I had.
Mr. Fawn, anything?
Nothing further.
Questions from the Commissioner Clark.
Moving from the well issue to what I heard from both Mr. Miller's regarding stormwater discharge runoff, just general runoff from the site, if there are herbicides, things like that, sterilants that are used on site, is that sort of thing looked at by the health department to ensure that there isn't runoff onto adjacent farm fields that could kill off crop?
Right. The Department of Health would not necessarily be the appropriate agency for that, although to meet their standard for a site of this nature, we have to capture the water, potential contact water on site into a holding pond, which the primary purpose written in the permit for that is to observe those waters for oil and grease sheen, which would be a very similar indicator that contact water has been contaminated and it's held so then it could be managed, contained and managed and taken off site rather than discharged on site for proper disposal. With respect to herbicides, sterilants and pesticide type materials, first of all, these sites are managed through hand mechanical removal of most weeds and that nature. There is some control anticipated with chemical process. Bear Paw typically employs a licensed applicator. These types of chemicals require training and licensing for proper handling and use and dispensing of those materials. And then furthermore, the USDA is the government agency that regulates those types of chemicals, and in order to use and apply those properly, you have to follow their stated guidelines, which are listed on the labels of each of those chemical compounds. And any deviation from that would be illegal and would not be consistent with Bear Paw's typical measures.
Okay, and any licensed operator, I believe it's our state ag department that does that, and I don't know if you're familiar with that or not.
I believe you're correct.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
Further questions from the commission? Mr. Morrison?
Nothing further.
Mr. Armstrong?
Nothing further.
Mr. Fong?
Nothing further.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. McCarthy. Anything? Let me see. Mr. Morrison, anything further?
Nothing further this time.
Mr. Armstrong, anything further?
Nothing, but I believe Commissioner Clark has something.
I'm aware of that. Okay.
I was wondering if I could ask Mr. Clark some questions on the road issues,
sure.
If he's the right person.
Mr. Clark, if you'd be seated. Mr. Clark, you understand that your testimony continues under oath and subject to penalties of perjury.
I do.
Commissioner Clark.
I just wanted to ask you, you heard the concerns about the township roads and the potential for your, as we discussed, Plan A, running into trouble if the county imposes load restrictions.
Yes.
And possibilities for B, and I wanted to give you the opportunity to comment on that.
Sure. Working with our general contractor, they do a logistics study and determine what route they need to use. And so what we had envisioned when the response came back that we need to use all of 56th Street to access the site with our heavy loads was that we would obviously build up the roads to account for the heavy loads, and then from there there wouldn't be a continuing maintenance issue with maintaining 56th Street all the way out to County Highway 1A, which is the road that we turn off on to get to 56th Street to the site. So it's we need to have some good faith negotiations with the township now that we have some new information. And I had not heard that 56 that County Highway 5 would be closed to our condensate / natural gasoline loads. That was new information to us. So,
okay. So the bottom line is you're going to continue to talk with the
we need
township
to we need to continue
to, make sure.
to negotiate.
Okay. Thank you.
Further questions from the commission, Mr. Morrison. Any questions for this witness?
No questions at this time.
Mr. Armstrong, questions for this witness?
No, Your Honor.
Mr. Fun?
Nothing further.
Thank you very much, Mr. Clark.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mr. Morrison, anything further?
Again, we'd like to thank the commission and the staff for the courtesy shown in scheduling the hearing and coming today, and we appreciate the opportunity to present the evidence. We understand the issues that have been raised by Mr. Miller and Mr. Miller. And I think Bearpaw is working diligently to address those issues with the appropriate agencies and has agreed to keep the commission informed as to obtaining the necessary permits from all the other agencies and make sure that everybody's interests are protected. As Mr. Clark testified earlier, there is, as always, a concern with timing and everybody wants to start construction right away. And so we are asking the commission for the earliest possible order. We have prepared proposed findings, conclusions. I'll give a hard copy to Mr. Fond before we leave and provide him with a digital copy. And we would ask the commission's consideration. And if there's anything else the commission or the staff needs, we'd be more than happy to provide that also.
Mr. Armstrong, anything further for the commission?
No.
We'll close with comments from the commission. Commission President Tony Clark.
Thank you, Judge. I noted Mr. Miller thanked us for coming here during his testimony. But it's really us who should be thanking you for being here. State law says we have to be here. Although we're always happy to come to Williston, we enjoy and we've had an opportunity to do it quite a bit lately. The state law says we have to hold these in this particular forum, and there's a reason for it. It's because we want to hear from the public. And so it's really us who should be thanking you for taking time out of your day to be here, because while the company has months to prepare a document like this, that can all be entered into the record via one quick motion, but this is the public's one opportunity to put information on the record so that we can take it into consideration as part of our deliberation. So I thank you for that. That for me, the public testimony is always the best part of the hearings that we hold like this. So again, thank you. We look forward to having an opportunity to review the record in this case, and then the commission will be putting together an order at some point in the future.
Commissioner Kevin Kramer.
Well, let me too add my appreciation for the hospitality, and the opportunity, and for the public input. It is invaluable. But in addition to just in addition to the law requiring it and the pleasantness of a nice day in Williston, the law is being made much like sausage as we sit here, and this is a good distance from there. So there's value for us as well to be outside of the Capitol today and to be here. So thank you for your input. And also for the citizens that wonder about some of this and what happens next, let me assure you, not only is it taken into consideration, but we remind ourselves occasionally, and it doesn't hurt to remind companies occasionally, that along with the authority that is granted to us to grant permits, comes the authority to repeal them. So, please keep us informed. All right, thank you.
Commissioner Brian Koch.
Geez, Kevin's getting pretty tough. I like that. That's good. No, but it's a very valid point. We just had a case where the Rugby Wind Farm, there was a turbine failure, and the front of the turbine just fell right off. So we had a little work session. We're just trying to exactly figure out where some of those things go, because there's the front end of the commission process, but there's the back end. So we're here to do whatever needed. But thanks again for the thorough hearing. You folks always do a good job. Appreciate your input. Thanks for the questions, and we just look forward to getting back to Bismarck. Our process now is we'll schedule an informal hearing. We'll talk about it a little bit, and we'll move forward with our next steps. So thanks again, and have a great day.
With that, the North Dakota Public Service Commission hearing in Bear Paw Energy, LLC, case number PU-10-666 is closed.